请你保重平安。
And peace be with you all。
今晚上根据腓立比书来谈一谈行事为人应当与福音相称。
This evening, I'd like to share with you living a life that is worthy of the gospel based on Philippians.
你看腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
腓立比书第一章二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
一章二十七节。只要你们行事为人以基督的福音相称。这边提到说，我们在蒙召之后，我们行事为人要与福音相称。
According to this verse, after we've been called, we need to live a life worthy of the gospel.
感谢主，我们这次有四位接受大水洗。
Praise the Lord! During this convocation, four people were baptized.
受洗是行天国路的起点。
Baptism is the starting point of the heavenly journey.
将来我们还要所做所行的，要跟我们这个福音。能够相称。
And since that point on, our life must conform to the gospel.
如果你妈妈跟你讲一句话，连续讲了四次，那么这句话一定是很重要。
Suppose your mother tells you something four times, then that means that instruction is very important.
我知道保罗把同样一句话，跟四个教会来重复讲这同样这句话。
Paul repeated the same statement.Four times to four different churches.
保罗对以弗所书在对以弗所教会在四章一节讲说，我为主的缘故劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就应该以所蒙的召相所蒙的恩相称。
When writing to the Ephesians in chapter 4 verse 1, he said, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
在哥罗西书一章十节，保罗对哥罗西教会说。好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
When writing the Colossians, he said, in chapter 1, verse 10, we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way.
对帖撒罗尼迦教会，在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十二节，他说，要叫你们行事对得起召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
And when writing to the Thessalonians in chapter 2, verse 12, he said.Urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into His kingdom and glory.
所以保罗同样一句话，跟四个不同的教会一直的反复的讲。
So we can see that Paul repeated the same statement to four different churches.
这提醒我们，今天信耶稣，我们行事为人要跟福音相称。
This is a reminder to us that we must live a life that is worthy of the gospel.
耶稣基督是福音的起头。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation of the gospel.
耶稣这一辈子33年当中为福音非常的努力。
And for 33 years, the Lord Jesus toiled for the gospel.
耶稣基督为福音受到敌人很多的惊吓。
And because of the gospel, the Lord Jesus was oppressed by many enemies.
耶稣基督为这个福音受尽了很多苦。
And the Lord Jesus went through many sufferings for the sake of the gospel.
为了我们的行事为人跟福音相称，我们必须要学习耶稣基督做到以上所说的三点。
In order for us to live a life worthy of the gospel, we need to do as Jesus did.
我们来看第一点。
We need to do the three following points. The first is,
我们再看腓立比书的一章二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
一章二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
只要你们行事为人以基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。刚刚提到耶稣基督那一辈子为福音很努力。
Just now I mentioned how the Lord Jesus toiled for the gospel.
我们要为福音来努力。
Likewise, we should toil for the gospel.
要为福音努力，第一件事情就是要站立得稳。
And to do that, the first thing we have to do is to stand firm.
在真道上面要站立得稳。
We need to stand firm in the truth.
这次小弟上礼拜二，上上礼拜二，到南加州参加传道者联席会。
the Tuesday before last week, I went to attend a preacher seminar in LA.
听到一个老长老在分享站立得稳的重要性。
An elder shared with us the importance of standing firm.
他说，有的传道人后来离开自己的职位。
He mentioned how some preachers left their posts.
因为在神学院，他们就对真道没有好好的去查考。
And this was because they did not seriously study the truth while they were in the seminary.
有一个学员，那个讲员在讲课的时候，他在看自己的书。
There was a student who was reading his own book when the lecture was going on.
被那个老长老看到了，他说：“哎，你为什么上我的课在读自己的书呢？”
And the elder saw that and said to him, "Why are you reading your own book?"
他说：“啊，你这个教书都跟像小教小学生一样，我为什么要上你的课？”
And his response was, "Your teaching style is like that of elementary school. Why should I listen to you?"
那长老就跟他讲说，那你不喜欢上我的课，你就回去不要上课。
And the elder said, "If you don't like this class, you might as well go home."
他真的把书一收，就回到自己的寝室去了。
Yeah, and this student actually got up, took his stuff, and went to his dormitory.
同样的一位长老的教学，这个学生他没有好好学，但是另外一个学生却得到很多。
There were two students, both under the instruction of this elder. One received much, one did not receive anything.
这位长老讲课，这位学生一直做笔记啊。
This other student was very serious. He took notes.
那他的同学就问他说：“哎，你这么认真干什么呢？”
His classmates asked him, "How come you are so serious?"
他说：“哦，这样我免得我打瞌睡啊。”
He said, "This is to keep me from dozing off."
可是后来他说，其实他是开玩笑的，因为他们都不了解这位长老事实上有很多的宝贝不懂得去挖。
But in reality, most of his classmates did not know that there were a lot of treasures in the lectures.
这位传道人跟我讲说，这位长老真的总很懂得因材施教。
And according to this preacher, who was a serious student, this elder was very gifted at directing the lectures according to people's gifts.
这位神学生常常到这个长老的房间单独跟他请益讨教问题。
And this student would always go to the elder's room to ask him questions.
常常在彼此对谈当中，这位神学生眼泪就不知不觉掉下来。
And during their conversations, this student was always be in tears.
长老就停止讲话，带两个人跪下来祷告。
And then the elder would stop speaking, and the two of them would get down to pray.
这样重复好几次，他们两个人在灵里面受到很多的造就。
This occurred many times, and both of them were built up in the spirit.
所以你看，一个人讲授课程，也许其他的人觉得很无聊，但是对一个认真的人来说，他认真查考，真的，他可以在真道上面扎很多的深根啊。
So while some people find the class boring, others were able to be rooted in the truth.
我们在面对生活上的问题，也应该用圣经上的真理作为我们的标准。
When we face challenges in life, we should base our life on the teachings of the Bible.
我看到我们同龄有的有婚姻的问题。
Some of our members are going through marital problems.
他们会用世上的标准来对待自己的问题。
And they try to solve their problems with secular standards.
你会觉得他的心中就失落了稳定的感觉。
And because of that, they lose a sense of stability.
所以我们无论处理任何事情，我们都要以真理作为我们的基础，我们才有办法稳固啊。
So in whatever circumstance, we need to base our actions on the truth in order to stand firm.
有的不倒翁，你把他打倒到180度，他还是一样爬起来。不倒翁我也不知道怎么办，就是倒下去就倒不都不会倒下去那种 toy 哈，推下去不会倒的 toy 哈。
It's a toy that you if you push it it'll stand right up.
因为它的重心非常的稳固。
Because it's the center of gravity is very low.
今天我们在真道上面要让我们那么丰富、那么稳固，那么无论遇到什么事情，我们都不会跌倒啊。
Likewise, we need to be as stable so that we will not fall, regardless of the circumstances.
我们自己站立得住，才有办法出去传福音呢。
Only if we stand firm can we go out to preach the gospel.
再来，我们就是要努力去传。
And next, we need to preach earnestly.
耶稣基督他在世的时候，把犹太地至少走了三遍。
The Lord Jesus must have covered the land of Judea at least three times in his ministry.
那他常常啊口渴也是在传道，肚子饿了也是在传道。
He preached despite his hunger and thirst.
有时候睡眠不够，他也是努力做他的圣工啊。
And even when he did not have much sleep, he still worked very hard.
那这次我们从田传道那里听到说，他有一次两点钟人家打电话给他，他还是出去做圣工。
We learned from Preacher Tian this time that there was one time when somebody called him at 2 a.m. He still went out to preach.
不想吵醒神学生，神学生跟着去，看到传道人施行神迹奇事都愣在那里啊。
Even though he did not want to wake up the theological student, the student went with him and saw how great the miracle was performed.
我们只要尽努力去传，就会看到神同工。
So if we work hard and preach earnestly, we will see God's abidance.
是不是提到说要同心一意的来做这个事情，同一个心智来做这个事情，齐心努力
？And according to this verse, we need to work hard in one spirit and contend as one man.
我们每个人要配合整个教会的目标。
So we need to follow the overall direction of the church.
因为没有目标，我们没有办法同心一意啊。
Without a direction, we cannot have one spirit.
那我们请问，我们教会传福音的目标在哪里？
But what is the goal or the direction of our church in terms of preaching the gospel?
或者是我们教会整个工作的方向在哪里？
And what is the overall objective of our church?
我们会提到我们真的好好的要再加强我们探访的工作。
We really need to emphasize and reinforce visitation.
我们要好好的加强传福音的工作。
We need to reinforce preaching the gospel.
这次我听到侯老先生在丧礼的时候跟我讲一句话。
Mr. Ho told me during the funeral service for his wife.
他说，以后尽量每个月要来一次教会聚会。
That he would try to come at least once a month to attend service.
他说实在是我们教会的人太真诚了，很热心的帮助他们家来处理这个丧礼的事情。
He mentioned that our church members are very sincere and earnest in helping them with the funeral service.
这种殷勤的探访能够造就很多的灵魂。
And such diligence edified many souls.
我们平常也要注重传福音的工作。
And we need to be earnest in preaching the gospel at all times.
有一次到伯克莱大学去参加他们的查经。
I once attended the Bible study at Berkeley.
有位姐妹在见证这次她灵恩会的一个感受。
And a sister shared with us her feelings about this convocation.
她见证怎么样帮别人祷告求圣灵啊。
She testified how she prayed for someone else to receive the Holy Spirit.
她说她从来没有不知道一个传道人会为一个人按手按那么久，让那个人得圣灵。
And she said that she never knew that a preacher would lay hands on someone for so long to pray for the Holy Spirit.
看到传道人按那么久，她跪在旁边，跟另外一个姐妹跪在旁边，为那个朋友祷告，都全心全意的付出啊。
When she and another sister saw how hard the preacher laid hands on this person, they also pour out their hearts to pray for her.
她说，其实我们常常都有偏见，神会拣选某一个人或不拣选某一个人。
She mentioned how sometimes we may be biased as to whom God would choose and whom God would not choose.
但是在这一次的灵会当中，她才发觉到，原来神的旨意是人不能预测的。
But from this convocation, she learned that God's will cannot be predicted.
所以我们的工作就是只要报名这个传福音的那个事情，就把结果交给神了。
So we should fulfill our duty by preaching the gospel and leave the result to God.
我们真的要同心合意来做福音的工作。
We truly need to work for the gospel in one spirit.
小弟这次到南加州去，他们只开诗歌布道会。
I attended the hymnal evangelical service in Southern California.
他说他们光开会的人呢，就有30个人在一起开会做这个事情。
And they told me that at least 30 people were involved in the executive committee.
他们做的事很大
And the scale was very great.
上台之前呢，他们还把为小弟化了一个妆啊。
Even before I went up the pulpit, they even put makeup on me.
我上一次化妆是我当新郎的时候。
The last time I put makeup was when I was a bridegroom.
我觉得奇怪，他们真的是做得很用心啊。
So they really put a lot of effort.
两次布道会加起来大概有1000个人参加。
And the two services, more than 1,000 attended.
在英文的大概380个，中文大概620个左右。
And 380 attended the English, while 620 attended the Chinese.
那整个南加州的青年信徒通通动员起来。
The whole congregation in the Southern California area was mobilized.
所以你看到，除了慕道者得到造就之外，同龄也得到造就。
So not only were the true seekers edified, so were the members.
如果每个信徒都有这种传福音跟访问的热忱。
If all the believers have such earnesty in preaching the gospel,
保罗在这节跟我们讲说，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，都可以听见你们的情况，都可以放心呐。换句话说，如果我们大家都有这样的一种热忱，那么无论传道有没有在北加州，我们都可以放心呐。
Paul says, then whether I come to see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you work hard for the gospel. So, well, whether the preacher is around, we need to let the preacher be confident of our hard work.
那第二点要跟所福音这个相称呢，我们要懂得不要怕敌人的惊吓。
The next point about living a life worthy of the gospel is to not be intimidated by the enemies.
就好像耶稣基督传福音不怕法利赛人的恐吓一样。
Just as Jesus Christ was not afraid of the intimidation of the Pharisees.
我们来看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都出于神。在你心里建成的时候呢，常常有敌人的嗤笑。
When Nehemiah rebuilt the city wall, the enemies mocked them.
他说：“哎呀，你们建这个城做什么呢？连狐狸呀，爬上去呢，这个城墙都会倒了。”
Saying, "What kind of wall is this? Even if the fox climbs up, the wall will collapse."
又说他们又攻进城里面，想要从内部捣乱。
And these enemies also caused internal disturbances.
你心里他们不害怕的继续祷告，继续工作，甚至拿着剑工作，用组织联合的方法来对付这些仇敌啊。
But without any fear, Nehemiah and the rest continued to work even with weapons in their hands.
这次我们在传福音的过程当中呢，我们发觉到有些敌人的惊吓。
While we preach the gospel, recently we face some attempts to frighten us from enemies.
魔鬼让一些慕道朋友来参加聚会，就产生胃痛。
The devil caused some true seekers to have stomach aches.
那他们也觉得为什么会这样子？
And this puzzled them very much.
这个让我们知道说，其实我们要带人来信主真的是不容易的，因为常常有敌人的诡计。
This shows that it is not easy to bring people to Christ because Satan tries to frustrate the effort.
敌人除了是仇敌之外，有时候我觉得是我们自己。
The enemy may not necessarily be the devil, it could be ourselves.
就如同林肯他自己所说的，自己是自己最大的敌人嘛。
According to Abraham Lincoln, we are our greatest enemy.
有一个传道人，他觉得他自己传道已经失去了当初的热忱。
There was a preacher who felt that he had lost his first zeal.
因为在几年的工作之后，他衡量自己工作的结果。
After a few years of service, he evaluated the result of his service.
他发觉到说，常常工作上会踢到铁板嘛。
And he felt that he would run into many obstacles in his ministry.
有时候觉得自己只能够做一件事情，其他很多事情都没办法做。
And he often felt that he could only work on one task while neglecting others.
那有时候真的会感到害怕，因为觉得这一条路不是他该走的。
And sometimes he felt frightened and thinking that perhaps he went down the wrong path.
所以有很多的思考啊。
He was disturbed by many thoughts.
那这些都是会让使一个人没有办法继续服侍下去的原因呢。
All these obstacles can possibly stop a person from his ministry.
但是如果这个打击是来自于敌人。
However, if such oppositions are from the enemy.
这边提到说，不要害怕，因为这证明是他们存人，你们得救都出于神呐。
According to this verse, we should not be frightened because this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but we will be saved.
那我们要怎么样胜过这些惊怕的事情呢？
How can we overcome our fear?
小弟觉得第一点我们要 认知惊怕是存在的一个事实。
I believe, first of all, we need to acknowledge that there are things out there that could frighten us.
就如同保罗他说的，他在服事当中常常外面有征战，里面有惧怕。
Just as Paul said, that he often faced external challenges as well as internal fears.
所以我觉得不害怕，是因为我们对死有正确的认识。
And secondly, we do not have to be afraid if we have a correct understanding about death.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章第四节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 4.
路加福音十二章第四节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 4.
我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。我要指示你们当怕的是谁？当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里。我实在告诉你们，正要怕他。五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记。
Seven.
就是你们的头发都被数过了，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。我们如果对死有正确的认识，那么我们在服事上就能够更有胆识。
If we have the right attitude about death, we will be more courageous in our service.
有的传道人到一个地方去服事，一直办丧礼，觉得很沮丧。
Some preachers were depressed when they have to conduct many funerals in one place.
那传道人想说啊，如果到一个地方教会去哈，最好那里的人呢，大家身体健康，精神愉快，功课进步，这样他最高兴了。我想是这样子。
I believe the ideal situation for a pastor is when the congregation is healthy, happy, and strong.
一天到晚办丧礼哈，家人难过，他自己我们很多信徒都跟着难过。
But when many funerals happen at the same time, then both the congregation and the pastors are sad.
这是从人的看法，从人来的看法。
But this is looking at the situation from a human perspective.
但是从心上来的看法不是这样子的。他说，身体跟灵魂是有区别的。
But according to the Bible, there is a difference between the soul and the body.
重要的是，我们知道人的灵魂真的得救了。
What is important is the salvation of the soul.
我感谢主，我们北加州的教会，我们 Pacific 教会真的很会祷告。
Thank God, the church in Pacific is a prayerful church.
我常常为我们的祷告精神来感谢主耶稣基督。
I always thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the spirit of prayer here.
所以，当主耶稣在接走一个人，直到目前为止，没有一个神没有提醒的 case.
And so far.Every case where someone was taken home by the Lord will always give us some sort of sign.
我们见证都听到了，神总是只是我们当中的一个，甚至两个，至少一个，让我们知道说，神有他美好的安排，神在接那些得救的灵魂。
And we learn from our experience that God always has his good purpose when he takes someone home.
让我们在悲伤当中得到安慰，服事的软弱当中得到坚强啊。
Therefore, we are consoled in our sorrows and we're strengthened in our service.
那所以我们对死有不同的看见，我们的力量就增强了。
When we have the right attitude about death, we will be strength, will become strong.
一个人不害怕，是因为有依靠神那种强烈的信念。
A person is not afraid because he has a trust in God.
我们来再参考以赛亚书五十一章第七节。
We turn to Isaiah 51 verse 7.
以赛亚书五十一章第七节。
Isaiah 51 verse 7.
五十一章第七节。
51 verse 7.
知道公义，将我训诲存在心中的民要听我言，不要怕人的辱骂，也不要因人的毁谤惊慌。我们跳过来看十二节
Verse 12。
唯有我是安慰你们的，你是谁竟怕那必死的人，怕那变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天，立定地基，创造你的神，又因欺压者涂抹毁灭要挖的暴怒，整天害怕。其实那欺压者的暴怒在哪里呢？真提到说，我们不要怕那些世人如草的世人呢、啊。
We should not fear the sons of men who are but grass.
也不要怕人的辱骂，
And we should not fear their scorn.
我们要不要忘记了我们的神是铺张天地立定地基创造我们的神呢？
We should not forget that the Lord our Maker is one, the one who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth.
所以你看同样在传福音哦，那个使徒在使徒行传第五章第四章的地方，他们在官府面前都表现出不害怕，为什么呢？因为他们被圣的圣灵大大充满。
In Acts chapters 4 and 5, the apostles were not afraid of the oppressing force because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们能够敢讲出我们所看见所听见的不可以不说，听从你们不听从神，这样合理吗？
Therefore, they said statements like, we cannot but speak what we have seen and heard, is it right for us to obey you and rather than God?
所以我们真的不要惊怕。
So we should not be afraid.
神赐给我们的是刚强仁爱跟谨守的心。
The spirit God has given to us is a spirit of strength, love, and self-control.
不是一个胆怯的心啊。
Rather than a spirit of intimidation.
第三点，要以福音相称，我们要学习主耶稣，能够继续为福音来受苦。
And third, we need to follow the Lord Jesus in his example of suffering.
我们来看一腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
29节。
Verse 29.
腓立比书第一章二十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 29.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并且为他受苦。所以我们蒙了神的恩典，还要懂得为神来受苦。
After we have received the grace of God, we need to suffer on the behalf of Christ.
耶稣基督十二岁的时候就懂得以父的事为念。
The Lord Jesus had his mind on the Father's business at the age of 12.
一个长大的人，成熟的灵魂，他懂得为教会来服事，为基督来受苦。
Likewise, a Christian who is mature will suffer for the church.
我的女孩子今年十一岁。
My daughter is 11 years old now.
我发觉到她渐渐能够知道她是生长在一个传道的家庭。
I noticed that she begins to realize that she is in the family of a preacher.
所以她很多的要求会因为我们的一些欠一些。劝说而自己放弃自己的要求。
So, sometimes she would give up her personal desires and demands after we teach her about this lesson.
我就觉得她长大了，懂得为家里来受一点点苦。
So I can see that she has matured and she has learned to suffer on behalf of the family.
我曾说过有一个传道人在布道的时候的题目是苦难的邀请。
There was a preacher who preached the topic, the invitation of suffering.
一般人在布道的时候呢，都是讲哦，信耶稣有平安，有喜乐，有满足，有安慰。
Usually during evangelical services, the topics will center around peace, joy, and comfort from God.
但是这位传道人的题目是，你来就是要学习主耶稣喝尽苦杯。
But this preacher told the congregation, when you come to Christ, you will have to drink the bitter cup.
事实上，当一个人过红海喜乐之后，再来真的要行走旷野路，那是一段艰辛的路程。
After the joyful occasion of crossing the Red Sea, the Israelites had to go through the harsh wilderness.
所以我们要学习怎么样为神来受苦。
So we need to learn to suffer for Christ.
所以耶稣说，凡不学习背自己的十字架的，没有资格做我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus said, if anyone does not take up his cross and follow me, he is not worthy to be my disciple.
有一次一个妈妈跟我讲一件很有趣的事情。
A mother told me something interesting.
她说我女儿最近不来聚会了呢。
My daughter has stopped coming to church recently.
不过因为这样子他们的婚姻反而更好。
But because of that, she has a better marriage life.
我想也是啦，因为她先生没有信主啊。
I figured that's a matter of course because her husband is not a believer.
为了要来聚会，两个人可能会起很多的冲突啊。
In order for her to come to church, she would have to have friction with her husband.
那你看，她一妥协了，就不用受苦了。
But as soon as she compromised with her husband, she no longer had to suffer.
可是她不受苦，她失去的却是更多的福气。
Even though she did not suffer, she lost God's blessings.
所以真的很多同龄听到David 有一次在见证爸爸把枪放在他头上，他都不拜偶像的时候呢，很多人都很感动。
Many of us were touched when Sister Devi shared her testimony of how she was not afraid to confess Christ, even though her father pointed a gun at her.
为主受苦的心智是值得令人羡慕的，也是应该做的。
The attitude of suffering for Christ is admirable, and it is our duty.
我们再看三十节
，Verse 30。
一章三十节
Chapter 1 verse 30
你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样我们信耶稣对我们的信仰是一场征战
Our faith is a struggle
这个征战就如同腓立比教会在保罗以前身上所看到的一样
And this is the same struggle that the Philippians saw that Paul had
保罗到底有什么征战呢
What struggle did Paul have
为了把这个福音传给腓立比的教会在初传去的时候呢保罗是先第一个传给尼迪亚再来就传给建筑的一家
When Paul first brought the gospel to Philippi he preached to Lydia and the jailer
他为了福音的缘故被人家打被人家下到监狱里面去
At that time for the sake of the gospel Paul was flogged and thrown into prison
但是在神解救他的时候他却利用这个机会来拯救禁主的一家。
But when God delivered him, he used that opportunity to save the jailer and the household.
在一个人最痛苦的时候，他没有专顾自己，他还是在传扬福音呢。
In his greatest agony, he did not only think about himself, but preached the gospel.
今天我们是不是有这样的志气跟精神呢
？Do we have the same determination and spirit today?
我们真的如果没有。传福音，如果我们妥协，我们真的就没有征战。
If we compromise, we may not have to face struggle.
如果我们不妥协，我们就会要经历征战。
But if we refuse to compromise, we will have to struggle.
所以我们真的要立志为主来受苦。
We need to determine to suffer for the Lord.
亚伯拉罕年纪大的时候呢，神要求他献他的独生子。
When Abraham was old, God asked him to offer his son.
以利年纪大的时候呢，神没有要求他献独生子，他献他的儿子。
But when Eli was old, God did not ask him to send to offer his sons.
你会觉到亚伯拉罕受了很多的苦。
So we can see that Abraham suffered much.
亚伯拉罕配得受这个苦。
But he was worthy to go through the suffering.
以利不配得受这个苦。
Whereas Eli was not worthy.
当亚伯拉罕这个苦经过之后呢，圣经上说，论福我要把全天下的福赐给你。
After Abraham suffered, God said to him, "In regards to blessings, I will give you the blessings of the world."
论子孙，我要使你的子孙多起来。
In regards to your descendants, I will make them numerous.
你的子孙要得仇敌的门呐。
And they will take over the gates of their enemies.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of them.
那么神又对以利怎么说呢
？What did God say to Eli?
我们来看一下《撒母耳记上》二章三十一节。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 31.
撒母耳记上二章三十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 31 of 1 Samuel.
二章三十一节，日子必到，我必折断你的膀臂和你父家的膀臂，使你家中没有一个老年人。在神使以色列人享福的时候，你必看见我居所的败落，在你家中必永远没有一个老年人。我必不从我的坛前灭尽你家中的人，那未灭的必使你眼目干瘪，心中忧伤。你家中所生的人都必死在你的中年。我们看起来两个年老的老人虽然有不一样的受苦却也不一样的结局
The two old men we mentioned have different experience of suffering but they also have different results in their lives
所以如果今天神让我们为主受苦我们愿意承担吗
Are we willing to accept the suffering from the Lord
我们够资格神才会让我们来受苦
We will suffer only when we are worthy
我们经历了毕业了 神的福气就在后面等着我们。
And once we go through the suffering, and if we pass the test of God, blessings will follow.
行事为人，我们要以福音相称。
Therefore, we need to live a life that is worthy of the gospel.
今天晚上分享的这三点，要我们学习主耶稣怎么样在为福音行事为人。
The three points we have covered tonight concern how we can imitate the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要为福音齐心努力。
The first is we need to contend for this gospel.
不怕敌人的惊吓。
We should not be frightened by our enemies.
并且来为主受苦。
Finally, we need to suffer for Christ.
我们要在生活上注意这些事情。
We should be careful of these things in our lives.
这次受洗的时候，有两个人看异象。
Two people saw visions during the baptism this time.
有一个人已经在这边见证过了。
One of them has already testified about it.
另外一个姐妹，她也看到类似的异象。
There was one other sister who saw a similar vision.
她看到洗礼上来的呢，通通是红色的光笼罩那个人的身体。
She saw that there was a red glorious light that covered everyone who was baptized.
这表示他们已经被主耶稣的宝血洗净，成为一个圣洁的人。
This showed that all of them were covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and have been sanctified.
但是这位同龄他也同时看到不是那天受洗的人的一些参与的人呢，有的一半的红光已经没有了。
But this person also noticed that some of those who were observing the baptism did not have the light on them at all.
一半的哈，不是那个说一半的红光没有，就是只有照报上半身。
Oh, some of them, the light was shining only on half, about the upper part of their bodies.
有的只有四分之一的红色的光。
And some only had a quarter.Of their bodies covered by the light. Everyone who was baptized has some light on them, even though the degree varies.
这位同龄将跟我说，要注意，这个要勉励我们同龄要做灵修的工作。
And this member who saw the vision told me to encourage the brothers and sisters to work hard on their spirituality.
当我们受洗之后，我们身份上成为义人。
After we have been baptized, in terms of our identity, we are righteous.
但是我们在行走天国路当中，难免会犯错。
But in our journey to heaven, we inevitably make mistakes.
这个时候，我们要继续祷告，求主耶稣的宝血再一次洗净我们。
So we need to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us again with His blood.
当我们全身被洗净的时候，就如同全身有主耶稣的红光照耀一样。
When our whole bodies are cleansed, then it is as if God's glorious light is still on us.
所以在日常生活当中，我们真的要注意，我们所作所为、行事为人，是否与我们所遭我们的福音相称。
Therefore, in our lives, we need to examine ourselves to make sure that our lives are worthy of the gospel of Christ.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord Jesus bless everyone.